Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
We have an amazing show for you today. Yes, Brad Pitt tells us what he thinks he's mostly famous for, and it's not his acting. Chewie got to visit the set of the Party of Five reboot and got to talk to the stars. Also, let's see, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill are planning on getting married, but are they planning on getting a prenup? You better.
Yeah.
You better. But we'll find out that later in the show. Also, my favorite, not one, not two, but three, Smash Alerts! Yes, we'll tell you which celebs are hooking up in the new year. Now, the Atlanta crew is out today, but look who is here.
Oh, my God.
It's Claudia Jordan from Fox Soul TV.
Yes.
She's going to dish with us. We'll talk about her show later in the show, so keep it right here. And, of course, we got Heidi and Chewie here.
Hey. Hi.
Look at that. We're both here. So let's get started.
Brad Pitt may have won a Golden Globe, but apparently he thinks his personal life is a total disaster.
No.
During a recent episode of Mark Maron's podcast, Brad, along with his co-star from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Leo DiCaprio, were both asked about the moment they knew they'd truly made it big. Now, Leo, of course, said it was after he shot the movie Titanic. That's when he noticed it. But that conversation led them both to talking about what it's like to deal with the paparazzi. Take a listen.
I went to, like, the liquor store to get a soda, and there were the SUVs, and then they just kept following me. Every day of my life.
Right.
And yes. Okay, this life will no longer be the same.
And that happens to this day?
No, it doesn't.
Not anymore.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't. Not as much anymore. No.
I'm a little disgruntled with you now that I hear that.
What? You have them waiting?
Oh, man.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But maybe because my disaster of a personal life, probably.
Got
likely.
A very exciting personal life.
Kind of hard to feel bad for him.
Right?
Like, oh my God, my life, my disastrous life. I mean, millions of dollars being thrown at me, celebrity. Left and right. Oh my God, it's just such a disaster. I'll tell you what a disaster is. Being behind on your rent,
right.
Having a toothache and not having insurance.
Seriously.
That's a disaster.
Claudia Jordan keeping it real.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Yeah. All right.
That's
a real problem. Four SUVs are following me.
Right.
Come on, bro.
I was at my family reunion, did not have insurance. I flossed after having a burger. My crown fell on the ground. I boiled it to bring it back to LA to have it put in because I was broke. That's a disaster.
Wow.
All right, Brad Pitt, you want to talk disaster? I got disaster.
You boiled your tooth?
I wasn't going to pay for a new one.
But have you ever run into somebody that you thought, paparazzi would be around them and they weren't?
Yeah.
You were surprised. I mean, we live in Los Angeles, so you're going to run into celebrities all the time.
Selena Gomez and Ralph's in Encino. She was in there in sweatpants,
okay.
Ugg boots, and just in the freezer aisle with, I don't know, a friend or a handler or whatever, picking out frozen pizzas. And I was like, and to myself, alone, I go, oh my God, it's Selena Gomez.
Did you do that?
I did. I was like, I'm Penny Marshall.
Yeah. I saw a celebrity at Planned Parenthood one day, but I didn't
you
want to put out there because I had to explain why I was there. I was just picking up pills.
Oh.
You guys.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on, you guys. It looks like it's time for another
Smash Alert.
Okay. Okay, it's a new year, and celebrities are booed up in the new year. We actually have three for you guys today.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been confirmed on IG that our girl Gabby Sidibe is booed up with marketing exec Brandon Frankel. And it seems like they're really digging each other.
You know who he looks like? He looks like Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Okay.
He's got that vibe, like that nerdy white guy vibe.
Okay, I didn't see
that. He's a brave guy, though, to climb that.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, she's a thick woman.
Yes, she is.
And, you know, that to me, that tells me he's well endowed.
I always think that, too.
I don't think he's well endowed. No. Look at the next picture. Look how he buries his face in that.
Can I tell you? I don't. Is Claudia Jordan blushing?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, close up.
That is amazing. That is dirty mouth.
All right, then P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs, a.k.a. the Love Doctor, first with Cassie, then Lori Harvey, and now he's got a new one, cozying up with a new chick. Yeah, apparently he's been dating a 28-year-old model by the name of Jordan Osuna, and so far they've been spotted a few times courtside at a Heat game and also on some jet skis in Miami. Check it out, you guys.
Ooh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a type.
Yeah. You think he has a type? Sexy.
Yeah, born in the 90s and the 2000s.
I know, I was thinking that too. Like, she's young.
Why
for
not?
Him.
Why not? She's 28, not too young,
that's 20 years.
And lastly, former SNL member Bill Hader and Rachel Bilson confirmed their Smash Alert news after attending the Golden Globes together. They looked super cute on that carpet together.
I like them together. They're
me
cute.
Me too. Mm-hmm. They looked really cute. Mm-hmm. The word is their romance began days before Christmas, and they've been spotted doing coffee runs together in Oklahoma, which is awesome. I love both of them. They're cool.
Yeah, I'm not mad at them.
This is nice, but this falls into the whole Pete Davidson realm, because they're both Saturday Night Live alums, and I think that she is way out of his league.
There's a charm about him, though. Like, he was in the movie Trainwreck with Amy Schumer. He played a surgeon. Very charming.
Yeah.
He's in the show Barry. Like, he has a charm about him.
There's a thing about him.
Yeah.
But when you date a guy that's less attractive than you, like, he gets to go do all the stuff for you. Like, he'll go get your tampons and stuff.
Yeah.
He'll, like, rub your feet. He's going
to,
like, brush your hair.
I'll brush your hair.
Would you really?
I would do anything you wanted me to.
Really?
Let me have it.
Don't
stop it. Oh, my God.
Fellas, don't fight. All right, guys, now, I believe if you're going to be starstruck over anyone, Beyonce and Jay-Z are definitely it. And Kate McKinnon definitely agrees with me. Mm. She appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show yesterday and talked about how she felt when she found out she was sitting at their table.
Wow.
Oh, my God!
They brought their own champagne! Yeah.
But my sister and I found out that we were going to be at their table and started panicking and making a list of, like, well, what can we say? We live in one-bedroom apartments in New York City. What can we say? We, you know, do you use HelloFresh? Do you... So my sister went right over and had this balls of steel and just was great. And Beyonce was so nice. And I was just such a... I just pretended I had something on my pants and was sort of like... So I blew it.
I'm talkative. I'll talk to anybody. But when I really am nervous or into somebody, I get quiet.
Do you?
I get quiet. Like you'll get, like Kate McKinnon. Like your fingernail is like
fidgeting.
It's really interesting. Yeah. Something's going on.
I think
there.
I pretend that I don't know who you are. I'm like, so how'd you two meet?
You look familiar.
That's good.
Did I go to high school? Did we work together?
I feel like I know you guys.
Why do we
listen,
get like
do you go to the Whole Foods on Fairfax?
Where did I know you from?
No, one thing I heard about Beyonce and Jay-Z at the Golden Globes is that they brought their own champagne.
They brought their own champagne?
Really?
They brought Ace of Spades.
You want to make
Is that their particular brand of champagne?
That's his, Ace of Spades.
Oh, okay. So he's like, because I saw him like pouring champagne for the table, and I was like, wow, Jay-Z, that's something that's,
he can pretty much do whatever he wants.
Above and beyond. Hey, so he's probably pouring it for everybody's table.
Are the Golden Globes people going to be like, sir, if you're bringing that in, there's a corkage fee?
Right.
If you're bringing outside
alcohol. What's their everyday life like? Imagine just being them for a day.
Yeah.
Claudia, has anybody got weird meeting you?
When I was on Atlanta Housewives, it was crazy. I was telling Chewy backstage like that. It's just different when you're fresh off the show. And it's not like that anymore now. Now I'm like, hello, hi. I have to wear like more slutty clothes now to get noticed. But before it
was... Slutty clothes. You know,
when I would like...
People would just go crazy.
When I would get up and just go jogging, they would stop me mid-run. In the bathroom. It was really, really weird. So.
All right, when you go jogging, you're one of those people, when you go get to a stoplight, you're still doing this.
No, I'm trying to catch my breath because I'm 46. Right. I'm old as hell.
Well, up next, Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill are getting married, but will they sign a prenup? We're going to talk about that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
All right, now before anyone walks down the aisle, there's a few things you got to handle first. Mm. Believe me, I know, I've done it twice.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And recently on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, your former co-star from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey, and her fiance, Mike Hill, were on the show, and they were pretty open about their plans on getting a prenup. Take a look.
My question is for Cynthia. I was just wondering, will you and Mike do a prenup?
I think so. I mean, I think it just is smart. It just protects everyone. And we're working on a lot of really great things together. Yeah. But
we're both fine.
You're good with a prenup, right?
Yeah,
we're good.
Not everybody here has been married before, except for Chewy. So in your marriages, did you do the old prenup thing?
Mine was after a few pina coladas in Vegas at a Little White Wedding Chapel. Didn't really count. I got it annulled.
I did not get a prenup with my first wife.
Damn.
Mistake. And
did she get half?
She got half
at the time. I was married for 3 years, and I had to pay her for a year and a half, you know, California law. Yeah. Then I got married again, and I didn't the second time either. Mistake!
Oh, you just like punishment, huh?
Really, I am a glutton for punishment. Luckily, I'm filthy rich like Jeff Bezos, so it doesn't matter.
So, if this wonderful relationship that you're in does end up ending, what are you willing, like, the one thing you're not willing to part with?
You're not taking my motorcycles.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm keeping them.
How many you got, Frank?
I got two right now.
Okay, good.
I had seven before.
Damn. And before the other marriages?
Yeah. Last her own gang.
I thought I saw her on Sins of Anarchy.
Yeah. We're the X-Vibes Club.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, Claudia, so word on the street is you have a new show on Fox Soul.
Oh, yeah.
Out Loud with Claudia Jordan. Tell us about it.
Well, everybody that knows me, and I think maybe you guys have learned this since I've been here, I kind of say a lot of things that people probably are thinking but are too polite or have manners or have too much sense to say. Mm-hmm. So my show is Out Loud with Claudia Jordan. I say those things that you're thinking. So it's a lot of fun. We have topics, sometimes celebrities, and, you know, I get to have a little cocktail sometime before.
Oh,
can I say that?
Yes, you can.
But it's a lot of fun. I'm on every day, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East, FoxSoul.tv, and it's a great show. I get to be uncensored.
We need a show on Fox Soul TV.
Do you guys have soul?
I'll bring the kvassia.
Bring the kvassia and come to my show, and you'll be the first white guest on my show.
Yeah!
All right, guys, very exciting. You know what time it is. It's
deal time!
Seriously, this is so cool. I'm sorry the holidays are over because this is such a great stocking stuffer. It is today's deal of the week. It is the iWalk Scorpion wireless charging power bank. Yeah, it's about the size of your iPhone. It is so cool. You will never have to worry about being out of power.
I love wireless devices because they're so convenient and like fuss-free.
This has all of the integrated cables to be connected, a built-in lightning USB, USB-A, USB-C, and micro USB cables. So when you need to power up your iPhone, maybe you have an Android, your laptop, just get your device on the wireless power bank and you're gonna be charged up in no time.
And it's slim and lightweight, just like me.
All right, so you guys, this normally runs as high as $90, but for today.
What, Heidi?
For today, because we're the Dish Nation crew and so are you, you can get this for $25. We'll just go to morningsave.com and all you have to do is tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, guys, coming up, I had the pleasure of hanging out on the set of the new show Party of Five. We got that and more celebrity juice and celebrity news right after the break. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody! Yay! Woo! All right, do you guys remember the show Party of Five?
Loved it.
Do you remember?
Remember.
Lazy Shea Bear. Remember we had her on the show and there was a little chemistry
between you two, yeah.
Between who and who?
The Lacey little Shea violinist on Party
she
of Five.
She was grown. No, this was recent. This is
why she's
grown. I'm like, how many teenagers are going to flirt with on the show?
It happens. All right, well, Party of Five is being rebooted for a new generation, y'all, and it premieres tonight on Freeform. And I had the pleasure of hanging out with the on the
set with the entire cast. Check this out.
Your Honor, please, don't punish our children for something I did 23 years ago.
The law is clear.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I can't keep quiet.
Can you be brave?
I'll be strong for you, Mommy.
How does it feel to be a part of this, man? You guys...
It's nuts.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's such a blessing.
And the fact that we get to do it, you know, alongside Emily and Nico now and everybody else, I mean, it's just, everybody's so fun to work with.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just like super, super honored to, you know, do something meaningful, like a script. And we have such amazing writers that bring real life topics and not just deportation, topics of what it's like to be an awkward teenager in high school, you know?
Right. So were you an awkward teenager?
Super awkward.
Were you?
Yes. That was all,
are you still awkward or are you just...
I've toned it down. I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
Especially because you guys are spending so much time together, you know, you practically are family now. Are there any funny quirks?
Yeah, there's no get rid of Emily now. That's it.
You're stuck
with her.
Yeah, you're stuck forever. Se va a quedar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you guys see the original at all, the original show?
I have not.
Elle and I would watch it together while we were shooting the pilot in Montreal. We would watch it in our free time, so we watched a couple of episodes.
And what do you think?
It's awesome. Yeah. I think that there's a few things that fans of the original will be able to see on this show and recognize.
Yeah.
There's a few scenes, even in the trailer, I know a couple of people caught onto that scene of Nico and I by the swings. There's a scene of our characters in the original also by the swing. There's just a couple Easter eggs that are going to be cool for original fans.
Where can we see your character go for season one? Where are you going to take us?
I'm going to take you down this road. Okay, I play Beto Acosta, who is one of the twins.
You look like a Beto.
I do. That's
you look like a Beto.
No, I don't look like my Tio Beto. I had a Tio Beto.
Okay.
I don't look anything like him, but I like that. Thank you.
Is that a good thing? Because Tio Betos can kind of be like a little...
No, my Tio Beto
is... not a Beto?
Good looking man.
Okay, good
looking man.
We hope you guys will tune in on January 8th to watch Party 5.
On Freeform.
We'd love to have you.
Then I'm Chewy. Please watch.
He'll make a guest appearance.
Can we talk about? Can I be like
Chewy.
Can I be like a long lost uncle or primo or something?
Yeah.
Please.
Heck yeah.
Can we make it
uncle
happen?
Uncle Chewy.
Yeah.
The long lost Dominican uncle.
A Dominican Mexican uncle that just like got lost somewhere. That could happen.
Thank you so much, Chewy. That looks like a lot of fun. Tomorrow on the show, Andrew Freund sits down with Tiffany Haddish, Rose Byrne, and Salma Hayek for their new movie, Like a Boss. We're gonna have that for you. And don't go anywhere because we got so much more to dish about after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We've all heard of the show Wife Swap, right?
Yes.
Well, it seems that former co-stars Gary Owen and Michael Ealy, that they were on the show and they swapped wives. Yeah, and Gary posted this picture of his wife, who seems to be all about the wife swap. And posted this photo to Instagram with the caption, not sure why me and at Truly Kenya agreed to go on wife swap with at the Michael Healy and his wife. Clearly, Mike's wife isn't feeling me, but my wife is an in trance. Hashtag wife swap. Hashtag I hate that show. Hashtag get some.
But imagine going on that show and then the other husband is way better than your husband, and then you have to go back to your like your trailer park or your just regular digs and your regular husband.
Well, they swapped wives for a week, and when the week was over, Gary shared this photo with the caption, Hawaii was fun. Spent a week with that life and bread on wife swap. Had to return her to at the Michael Healy last night. She seemed a little too happy to be back. My wife, on the other hand, has been very quiet since
that. That was Gary Owen, hilarious guy, nice guy, but Michael Ealy.
Oh, no.
And you have to go back home after that.
Yeah, you're like,
it'd be hard for anybody.
You're like, hey, Gary.
Hey. Hi. Tell me a joke.
Heidi, who would be that celebrity that you know you'd swap your wife for?
Maybe I would ask Laird Hamilton if he could spare Gabby Reese for just a little.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gabby Reese. Oh, 6'3", size 8 dress, size 11 shoe.
Wow.
Wow, how do you know
Thanks
this?
For doing all the research.
How do you know
Stalker alert.
Stalker alert.
That's next hour.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.